It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
The following episode may contain explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Back to the Atlanta podcast. I'm your host, Matt B. Davis. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a topsy-turvy, how do you say it, thing of weather lately. Freaking freezing a couple weeks ago, super nice, and now cold again. Listen, this is my new thing that I'm saying, and you can take it. You can totally take it. When people say, what the hell's with this weather? If they're visiting or they're new here, you go, look, Atlanta gets 3 weeks of winter. We are just not sure which 3 weeks it is in the year. Boom. Maybe that was said somewhere else first, but I've been saying it, and it's great. I'm enjoying the homebrew. I'm enjoying some delicious, well, it's not homebrew. It's Dunkin' Keurig thing. My wife and I, sometimes we do the Keurig. Sometimes we do the regular. We're doing the Keurig lately and enjoying. So if you want to support Mappy Davis, you can send me some coffee. PM me, and I'll send you the address, and you can send me either a gift certificate for coffee, or you can put money on my Dunks card. But yeah, that's what you can do. Listen, I want to share with you guys something that I've been working on lately, and I'm really excited about it. And it's something that started out very simple, but seems to be catching on. So every morning for the last couple of years, I write down 10 things I'm grateful for. So sometimes it's super easy, right? It's like, oh my God, I feel amazing. I got money in the bank. I'm grateful for my wife. She's awesome. And this cool thing happened at work. And sometimes it's super hard because maybe you don't have a lot of money in the bank, or your kids are screaming literally in the same room or the next room, which happens to me sometimes. And it's work. But like any discipline, like any exercise, like lifting weights or meditating or running, don't expect panacea day one. It takes some time, but it's a great discipline. What I started doing and what I do is I share it with friends. So I got a friend or two. I send them my list. It reminds them to send me their list and vice versa. But I actually started an Instagram account because I just kept meeting people who wanted to be added to the list. So the Instagram account is morning.gratitude, okay? Stop on your phones, have a quick peek, morning.gratitude. And all you do is do your list and post it. You can write it, you can type it, whatever. Tag the city you're in and share it on your feed and or your stories. We share a bunch of them. And I just started this thing and we're kind of off and running. I feel like we got a real gratitude movement going. And if one is based in gratitude, it's tough to have a crappy day. And if you're not down with that, that's totally fine. If you're just here for the good chat and the fun chat, great too. But morning gratitude, morning.gratitude on Instagram. It's been awesome. It's been great hearing from people that I know, people that I don't know. Come be a part of the gratitude movement. And best of all, it's perfectly free. On today's program, Stephanie LeBeau, long-awaited episode. I've had, as you know, so much in the can and never can quite decide, oh, when am I going to put this one up? How about this one? Oh, this thing happened recently. I hate to make excuses, guys. So it just took a while. It was back when I was at the old Alkaloid last year, earlier this year. You'll see the date in the show description/notes. And Stephanie, I would say, I would think I would call this episode, let's not judge a book by its cover. Maybe I'll call it that. I'm not sure. I usually title these things as sort of the last part that I do. But Stephanie has a certain look if you see her on the Instagram, and you might make certain judgments about this person, as I do with people on the Instagram or in life. And let's get behind that. Let's learn a little bit about this person. Where did she come from? What makes her think? What makes her tick? What is she up to now? Well, I will say she's up with the folks at Vesta, who I love. If you're not following them, you should. They will make you want to get off your ass. I interviewed the two heads, as it were, of Vesta, Missy and Alex, last year. And pretty much everywhere I look, they're around. And Stephanie is a part of that team now. They're opening their new West Midtown location, which, guess what the nickname is for it? Guess what the nickname for the West Side Vesta is? Ready? Westa! Boom! So yeah, she's part of that team. And yeah, I keep seeing them show up on other people's feeds and other events. They're involved like with, I think, November Project sometimes. And my buddy Matt that does the boxing. And they're just all about it. So anyway, it's good to talk to Stephanie. Hope you enjoy this one. Thanks for listening to the Atlanta podcast. Away we go.
My little staffing company many years ago, and you were referred by somebody, Michelle, maybe?
I do not remember. You have a good memory because I've got like snippets of us meeting, so you'll actually have to refresh my memory.
So we're talking like 2011, probably.
A lot has happened since 2011.
No, I know it has, but I'm trying to sort of set the stage.
Right,
like,
right.
So if you were in sort of that world,
yes.
Right, you were modeling,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes.
And like what we hired people for was staffing, was promotional modeling, as right. They called it, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Are we ringing a bell now?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I got it.
All right, so that's the last time I saw you.
Yes.
And I think we met super, briefly. But nothing worked out hiring wise. And then I stopped doing that like a year or two later because I'd already been doing it a while, but I was tired of it. So, where did you grow up?
So I like to say Atlanta is home. I've been here for like 20 years. So it's, I feel like a native here. I was born and raised here.
Right.
Born in Memphis, Tennessee. Still have family there, so I get to enjoy and go out there quite a bit. But, you know, raised here in Atlanta for the past 20 years, went to Kennesaw State, you know, live in the Atlanta area for the past 7-8 years. So enjoy it, ready for a change. But Atlanta's growing quick, so I'm trying to debate if I want to stay or go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, so where are you thinking?
Somewhere warm with a beach. I work with Vesta Movement, one of our kickboxing studios, and we are growing and plan on opening a second location in Atlanta, and I want to take the third location somewhere warm.
Atlanta's pretty warm.
It's 40 degrees out right now.
Well, today.
It's been 40 degrees or lower since October. It has been a brutal winter.
People who live in New York and Boston want to live somewhere warmer. Like when you say somewhere warmer from Georgia, I'm like, I mean, Florida is like your only choice. Florida or Southern California are your two choices.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Texas.
So what did you... So of those places, what are you thinking? Like Florida, I'm guessing, because it's the closest.
Yeah.
Would that make the most sense? So what is your, I suppose we can go ahead and get to this. What is your relationship? Obviously you train there and you teach there, but what is your relationship to the business?
So, Vesta Movement reached out to me a little over a year ago. They're a kickboxing fitness studio. And at the time they didn't have any other, alternative to kickboxing such as strength or yoga or other, you know, any other type of exercise. So they were looking for another element. I knew Missy about a year or so prior to. Missy and Alex are the two owners of Vesta Movement. And they reached out to me and they said that they had space upstairs that was not being used. It was empty, and that they wanted to bring another element into it, which was strength training. And so I created a strength program for Vesta Movement over about a year ago and took 8 classes a week and grew those 8 classes to 20 classes. So we are on a waiting list. We're about to add an advanced class. We have a kettlebell workshop and class as well. And like I said, we're about to take take on a second location. So we are growing, and I have been super happy with, you know, coming in and creating this strength program.
Well, as you know, I came for my first kickboxing.
Yes.
And loved it.
Yes.
And I'm coming back. And it's been everything's been waitlist. Like, I can't not waitlist. So if you don't get the email that says the spot opened up, are people supposed to just come and then see if something opens up, or should I not come?
You can. That typically does happen a lot. There's always like one or two that just did not do the early cancel and their name's still on the list, but they don't show up. But for the most part, you know, I don't want people to waste their time coming up there,
right?
And then there is not an open spot. I mean, we would love to have more people, but we only have a certain amount of bags. So, and same thing for strength class. We only have so much room for people and so much equipment. We are in a smaller location.
So I don't know a lot about the business side of that. And obviously because of the world. So do you know about my obstacle stuff at all?
No.
Do you know anything about me, Stephanie?
I was waiting for this interview so you can, you know.
You could learn. Do you prefer Steph or Stephanie?
I like Steph.
Okay. Your friends call you Steph?
Yeah.
All right, Steph. Sure. Let's break it down, bro. Okay.
Let's do it.
So when I closed the staffing company, it was because I had started a podcast and a blog about obstacle racing. And I got super fortunate. It was very much right place, right time. And I believe, obviously, I have talent to go with that. Right. But I got in early and I became like the industry expert guy, and I grew this whole company. Okay. Which is interesting from a business owner's perspective, because now this is my side hustle. When that was my side hustle, now that's my job, which I still love. But I want to do more interviews. I want to do more cool, local, creative stuff. I want to make videos, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm deep, deep, deep in the obstacle world, which puts me tangentially close to CrossFit, bodybuilding, fitness in general, right? Like, just kind of like, right? And a lot of people open gyms,
yes.
Right? A lot of people open gyms. When you sell out, that's a good thing. But I guess, like, how is the answer just more locations, or is it finding a big enough one that you can put more butts in seats? Like, I don't know, where are the profit margins at?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure where the profit margin's at, but I know how it works with the waiting list. We have had 20 people deep on a waiting list, and somehow everybody who wants to take the class will get in. But like you said, there are times when you just aren't able to. And at that point, we either add more classes, which we do, but we obviously need the payroll, and we need the
somebody's got to teach those classes, right?
Yes. So, and we are very tight-knit, close in Vesta. All the trainers, we do everything together outside of the gym.
Oh,
as
I've been following
in the
you.
Gym.
I've been following you
oh,
on the social media.
Oh yeah. So, but anyway, like, you know, opening the second location obviously is going to help with that. And the second location is honestly maybe 5 miles down the road from the current location.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be in the west side because that's where I live.
West Midtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I might still go here because it's kind of sort of
close here to work.
Well, I guess it's going to depend. I already interviewed them. I have not aired that yet. But are you allowed to say now or no?
Yeah, we're open about it.
Oh, back then they weren't. Okay, so go ahead. So where is it?
So the location is on Northside Avenue, where the Bacchanalia, the high-end restaurants are-ish over there. Bacchanalia, Lululemon over there. Optimist is over there.
Yeah, see, I think it still might be easier for me to get here to your spot at a 5 o'clock.
Do you know where the little or the Five Guys burger and fries is?
I know where the Lululemon is. I knew where the Lululemon is. I don't know where the
okay, okay. But well, it's right over in that area.
Okay,
big. It's large. It's so, like 6,000 square feet, 8,000 square feet around there.
So, how many instructors are you going to need to hire? And are you going to go over there too?
Yes. Yeah, so I will be promoted and oversee all of the strength program. So I'll actually be able to kind of float back and forth. I'll be doing the hiring for the strength trainers at the new location, and then we already have a couple other trainers at our current location that would be taking over my role and taking over some of the classes. But I love training. My classes are popping. They're awesome. Like I said, I got a really long waiting list for the strength classes as well. I am the only strength trainer from Monday through Thursday. And then we have a couple classes on the weekends with other trainers.
Why are you, when you talk to me, like you're pretending to be super sweet, but I've seen you like in the training thing and you're like vicious.
Because I have an alter ego. This is my sweet side. And then in the gym, I'm like, rah, don't fuck with me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I got to turn it on and off. I can't always be like a monster.
Right. So now we're going to back up. Now we're going to back way, way up. So when you were a young person, okay, mm-hmm. like what did you want to do? Like when you started college, what did you want to do?
Well, to even back it up further, when I was in middle school, my dream job was to be a roller skating waitress.
Okay. Okay, that's a super cool gig.
Right. So fast forward.
Because you saw movies from the 50s?
Probably. I don't know. I was just like, my mom was like, okay, like trying to be supportive about her daughter wanting to be a roller skating waitress. But yeah, obviously I grew up and out of that. Always been into fitness. I'd say since I was like 18, when I started college, I had a crazy break in between classes and I didn't want to leave campus. They had a nice gym. So that's where I started my fitness journey. So from there, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I went to college for public relations, which is the degree that people get because they don't know what the hell they want to do.
Right.
So got a degree in PR, ended up in insurance, property and casualty insurance.
Seems perfect
coverage.
For you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was great. I did that for about a little over 2 years. And I was just like, oh, I hated it. It was boring. Like, just I was miserable. And I was debating. I'm like, well, I love fitness, but do I want to take it to the next level and do it as a career? Because I don't want to ruin working out because I enjoy it and it's my out, my stress reliever. And so I started taking on maybe like one or two friends as clients and just kind of starting there. And then from there, I was like, I really like this still, and kept getting clients, started doing group sessions, and then teamed up with Vesta. And I've been in the fitness industry doing it as a career for about a little over 4 years now, almost 5 years, and I love it.
And absolutely. what about like the modeling piece?
Unfortunately, I don't know why, but the modeling fell through. I would still love to do it, but I've just never been approached or had the opportunity to do photos. I don't know what it is or why, but
weren't you in Maxim or something?
Out. I was in Playboy, I was in Maxim magazine, I was back in the day with Hooters, I did all the international swimsuit contests, traveled and did swimsuit contests.
I would think people lose that because they sort of like age out, right? Or they lose their fitness, and you're clearly like, that's neither one of those things has happened to you. So
yeah. And it, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I don't understand why it has happened, but I'd like to jump back into it if the opportunity happened. But for some reason,
did you think you'd sort of arrived when those things happened, like being in Playboy or Maxim? Did you think those like, oh, well, now I've made it?
No, because they were never like really. I never had like a full centerfold. They were just little pictures here and there in the magazines. And I've been in other several magazines, local and international magazines, tattoo magazines even. Yeah, I don't know. Just like one day I stopped being interested in fitness when I started insurance, or not in fitness, in modeling.
Right.
Because property and casualty insurance, I couldn't bring too much attention to myself in a bikini or lingerie, people Google my name and I can't have my Playboy pictures popping up for their insurance agent.
Right.
So
did you do it like under a different name?
I did. I went as Stephanie Ann in my insurance job, which is my middle name.
Right.
And then, yeah, if you just Google Stephanie LeBeau, it's crazy. All my photos pop up.
Right. So, because that's how the internet works. Like it will yeah. forever. Like if your name was like Mary Smith, it would be, but you have kind of a specific.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody knows a lot of LeBeau's.
Exactly.
I guess, except for Dick. Are you related to him?
I wish. I would love some free tickets, but no, I'm not related to him. At least I don't know I am.
Are there any, I'm trying to think if there's any other LeBeau's that I'm
no.
aware of.
Not that you'd be aware of. I've Googled it.
Right.
No.
Well, I mean, you have. We can be real here, right? Mm-hmm. You have like a specific look.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how would you describe that?
Well, I'm 5'10". Thankfully, I get my height and my metabolism from my father, who is 6'5". My mom's 5'2", this little tiny petite thing.
Right.
So luckily, like I said, I get the fast metabolism. I can pretty much get away with kind of eating whatever I want as long as I just maintain fitness and whatnot. And then, of course, you know, I've had the breast augmentation. So small waist, large chest, big butt. I unfortunately made a horrible, stupid decision 8 years ago or so and did the black market butt injections that I wish I could take back. It was the worst decision I've ever made. And unfortunately, a lot of people hold that against me in the fitness career. I've heard girls say that they won't even come take my classes because I'm selling an unobtainable goal. And they don't feel comfortable taking my classes since I have altered my ass, basically. So yeah, it's crazy. I wear a lot of wraps around my waist for that reason in class, to try to avoid people like staring and wondering. But unfortunately, the cost to get it removed is like $10,000, and the downtime is crazy, and it's very painful. And I'm not having any issues with it, so I'm just kind of going with the flow right now and embracing it.
So back when you were modeling,
yeah,
you thought, okay, if I get these injections, mm-hmm. this will boost my... I mean, obviously, you were probably pretty young.
Yes, yeah. I was 22, 23 at the time. I was new into fitness. So I was only into fitness maybe about 2 years, and I was the typical fitness girl. I would get on the treadmill for like 30, 40 minutes and then do abs, like right. sit-ups, and that was it.
Right.
And so when I first got these stupid butt injections, it looked great. Nobody asked me, or like it looked very natural. Just added some like roundness, fullness to the butt. But then I started being introduced to strength training, and I really was growing my quads and hamstrings and my glutes. And now obviously when the muscle of the glute like grows, it kind of just pushes out that injection spot. And now it's just, my ass is like abnormally huge.
I'm sorry.
It's just like a big old ass right now.
So, I just pulled something from laughing so hard. So first of all, I am very unhappy that you can eat whatever you want, because I am just in the last couple of years finally lost that.
Nice.
Whole life, eat it like a pig, ate like a pig.
Oh, you and lost that.
And
you
people were
able to
right,
like
and
that.
People were like, just wait, it'll catch up to you. Like when you're 30, it didn't catch up to me when I was 30 or 35 or even 40. I'm 40, about to be 46. I know you're thinking, wow, Matt, you look fantastic.
I was thinking that.
So, I mean, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't smoke. That's mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of it.
Yes.
But in the last couple of years, I cannot eat whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So those that know me know I'm a huge Waffle House fan. And if I want to keep off, mine goes straight to my gut. And if I want to keep that off, you know,
you got
to
omit the Waffle House.
And the reason I'm coming to Vesta specifically is, I'm a runner, not a gym rat. Okay. Love running, mm-hmm. but I have become the treadmill mom in that
treadmill mom.
Right. Well, because that's, I think that's a great example.
Yeah,
cause I
that's
think
how I was.
Right. And my wife kind of was, and my wife's off the charts. We can talk about her in a minute, but just running slowish 3 to 5 miles, 3 to 4 times a week does nothing for me now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it keeps me from being 200 pounds, but you know, I got to switch it up.
Right.
I've got to add some speed work and I've got to add a workout, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Now the gym sounds boring to me. Mm-hmm. And I can sort of body weight exercise on my own. Like that's like, I've started to finally bring that back in again.
Yeah.
So run for a bit, do some pushups, do some squats, whatever. But I went to kickboxing and was like, this is fun. Mm-hmm. This is totally out of my comfort zone. And you kind of feel like a badass, even when you're not good at it, right?
And so the music is
so the music's loudest, but good.
Yeah, like, yeah, it keeps you like motivated.
And like, what inspired me was like, you know, I've done a lot of classes once, and it always like feels horrible to be the new person in class, mm-hmm. whether it's CrossFit or yoga or whatever. And then some of them I've gone back to, some of them I haven't. So this one, like, I was new and awkward about a lot of things, but by the end of even that first workout, I felt awesome.
Yeah.
And the girls around me who like look like these were like badass gazelles, but like kicking the shit out of the bag. I was mm-hmm. like, I want to do that.
Yes.
So like, I'm all about it.
Yes.
Like I can't, like I'm stoked.
Yes. It's awesome. It's a great place.
Yeah. So, and they've done a great job of creating that vibe, mm-hmm. right? Whatever that is.
Yes.
So I wanted to get back to you for a moment though. So when you say people won't take your class because you've had butt, I just like, to me, like, I'm like, I can't even.
It's sad. Like, it's weird how somebody can say it's okay for, I don't know what the percent is, but I'm sure the majority of women nowadays have had breast augmentations.
A lot.
So what the hell is the difference of a butt augmentation? Why is it acceptable for you to get your tits done, but you can't get anything to your ass done? And if you do, then, oh, God forbid. Like, that's what I don't see. And that it hurts. It hurts my feelings. I have the knowledge. I went to school for this. You know, I've done workshops. I'm in school for physical therapy to take my, you know, to take it to the next level. And it's just shocking that just somebody judges me off of the way I look and not my knowledge in the industry or how my classes are or the results in my clients.
When you say black market, mm-hmm. is this like some lady's house in the hood? Because that's all I've seen on like 2020 is like some lady's house in the hood.
Exactly.
And you didn't feel like, fuck, this is sketch.
Yes. All those feelings were there. I got there.
Did you take a friend?
No, I was by myself.
Stephanie.
And it was a like a transvestite. Yes. Transvestite.
Or I don't know. You're not supposed to say tranny anymore. I know that.
That's why I'm like,
tranny is like a big no-no these days. I've learned that because it's like, it's just, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what word we're supposed to use.
What word, but it was PC person.
PC people, email me, send me a Facebook message, let me know which word is appropriate. But that's what it was.
Yeah.
And clearly they're the expert, right?
Right.
They know how to transform their bodies.
Yep.
To look like a woman's.
Yeah. So, you know, I was very intimidated and nervous and scared, but I saw what this person looked like and everything looked fine. And she was just like, you know, it's medical grade silicone. It'll be fine. You know, just lay down, take your pants off.
So it's been, cause what can go wrong there? Lay down, take your pants off. It'll be fine. So 8 years and you've had no issues. So if something was going to go wrong by now, would it have like people who are having these horrible exploding whatevers that go sideways?
Yes and no. Typically, if there are issues, it does happen immediately, but then there are sometimes issues down the road where if it wasn't medical grade silicone, the whatever it was can change colors, which will then change the color of your skin and your butt. So luckily I have not had any issues. I haven't had itching or swelling, or I use a foam roller still to like roll my glutes out. I've had my doctor who did my breast augmentation look at it, make sure it was okay and that I was okay. And from this point, everything's fine.
So if you could go back, mm-hmm. would you not have done it?
Hell no. I had an amazing ass before, and that's what makes me so sad, is I ruined something that was already great. And now if I had just stuck with, you know, squats and doing glute work, I'd probably be famous from my perfect ass. But
is it safe to say that your butt is the Barry Bonds of the rest of you?
Who's Barry Bonds? Is that bad?
You don't know who Barry Bonds is?
No.
Listeners right now are going, how does she not know who Barry Bonds is? So Barry Bonds has hit more home runs than anybody.
Okay. Oh, okay. Baseball.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha.
And he was already phenomenal athlete. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then if you can look at old pictures of him as a rookie in baseball, his first years in baseball, and then look 3 years later, his head is three times the size. He's fucking huge. He's the most obvious steroid user in history. He, of course, has denied it. And he's very hated by a lot of, pretty much outside of San Francisco. He's from San Francisco and they love him there. He's pretty much hated everywhere else.
Right.
But what everybody always says about him is he was always great and was going to be great. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to, quote unquote. But then there's that whole thing about sports and people wanted to keep up with people. And this is what, you know, everyone does it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So would you, if you could do it over again, would you not have breast augmentation either?
I wouldn't have gone as big. I went to the biggest implant they can do without going specialty made, 800 cc's.
Which makes you a?
Double D.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
What were you before?
I don't even know. It was so long ago. Maybe like a B-ish, AB, around there. I had a little something, but.
So you would have chilled it a little bit.
Yeah, definitely not the butt injections. I would have dialed back the breast augmentation. And then I had a bird nose and I had my nose done. But that's it.
You are shattering my illusions of you.
Yeah. I had like a
But the nose thing isn't, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, no, he just kind of like shaved it down. I'm good.
Same dude.
I was very insecure. I wouldn't look at anybody from the side. I'd always like creepily glare at them so they couldn't see my side profile.
Really?
Yeah, I hated it. Very insecure. Very. That was the first thing I had fixed.
Same doctor that did all that?
Well, the breast augmentations and my nose.
Right. So like if you had to give advice to like little girls or like if you have kids, like mm-hmm. how are your feelings about that?
Definitely if you're ever interested in, you know,
what the fuck?
You need to get it.
No, it's like spam. It's like nobody I know. You know what I mean? It's usually one of those robocalls when you don't know, but I hit don't do and then hang on, let me put it on.
Don't do.
You know what I mean? But then it rang immediately again. Let me put it on airplane, which is what I usually do. Keep going.
Shit. What were we talking about?
Your advice to young children.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not against plastic surgery or whatever, if you're unhappy with something, fixing it, but do your research. Make sure you go to a certified doctor. Don't forget when you get older, think of how if you're going to be happy with that option, you know, who knows 10 years down the road what you're going to be like. So just keep it subtle. But I'm not against it. If somebody wants to get something done because it helps them personally and like helps their, what am I trying to think? What word am I looking for? It
helps self-confidence.
Self-confidence. Go for it. Totally think that it's okay.
Do you think there is a limit though? Because there are people that constantly get it, and
we all know
many celebrities that look, every woman like over 40, they all look like they've had plastic surgery. And I always think to myself, like, why couldn't they just, they would look so much better without it.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things that people overdo are fillers and girls that get their lips done, their cheeks done. They're like, everybody ages. You just got to embrace it, I feel like. And don't go overboard. Don't do too much. But if it makes you happy, go for it, you know? As long as it's a certified doctor. Don't go to black market. Somebody telling you to take your pants off and lay down on their bed.
Do they even still have that?
Have people
a lot
that
of black
do that?
Market?
Hell yeah.
And so what? You just find a guy that knows a guy. You find like a Better Call Saul that like.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you watch? No. Do you watch any Netflix?
Yeah.
What are you watching on Netflix these days?
I watch movies. I'm not a big on like
you
shows.
You don't binge on the shows?
No.
So do you like to see new ones? Do you like to watch ones you've already seen?
No, I like to watch new stuff, but like I said, majority movie watcher, but.
Right. So what have you seen lately?
Oh shit. I don't know. I don't know the names of the movies.
Whatever comes on.
Yeah. I'm like this. I haven't seen this. I click on it. I like comedies and stuff like that. So, I typically just go down to the comedy section and then just movie and let it run. I barely watch it or watch TV. So that's why I just have Netflix. And
what do you do to like relax?
Dinner, drinks, massages. I train from literally like 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. And so as soon as I get home, dinner, a Netflix movie, and then by that time I fall asleep.
That's a lot of training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting, but I love it. Yeah.
All right. What? So if you're going to open the new... If you're going to open the new gym, right? Do you think you like need to learn like the business side? Like I was asking about like the profitability stuff. Like, mm-hmm. aren't you going to need to learn that if you're going to run like a store in Florida or whatever?
Yeah, that when I want my own location, yes, definitely. But we just haven't gone over that information yet. I've been so busy creating a strength program that people want to be a part of and sign up, and that we can grow that. We pull reports, you know, how many people take strength versus kickboxing, and we pull reports that are how many people sign up for a strength class versus somebody who comes in for kickboxing and signs up. But to get more detailed, not sure yet.
Okay.
We'll be going through it, I'm sure.
What, and then do you have specific degrees, or does someone need specific degrees to like train people?
Yes. I'm a certified personal trainer through NASM, but... There's different, ACE does it as well. There's different certifications you can get. I actually went to a school called Body Design University where they take you in for 2 weeks. It's a 6 hour per day, and they just teach you everything you need to know about nutrition and training and exercises. So I took that course, and then from there on, I just kind of continue my education through workshops. I go to school for physical therapy. So always learning.
Can someone legally be a trainer without that stuff, without the NASM thing?
No. I mean, they could, but if that client got hurt and they went back and tried to sue the trainer who was uncertified, they would, it would not be pretty. They would get screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by being certified, they can't sue you, or?
No, they still could, but being certified gives you the, you know, it allows you to go ahead and be able to train these clients. And for example, if somebody was bench pressing, and I saw an example, I was watching one of those Judge Judy shows, and a trainer was being sued. For the guy was bench pressing, and he looked at a girl, and the bar slid off, and it like I guess got his neck, and so he had to go to physical therapy for his neck, and then he tried to sue the personal trainer because he said he was not properly spotting him, and the guy lost the case because people were like, this is a certified trainer. We believe he knows what he's doing. And with the story and everything, he explained that, you know, this asshole just was like looking at a chick and wasn't paying attention and hurt himself. So that's why the certification can kind of help, you know, like I'm certified. I know what I'm doing. I told this person to do it this way. And it's not my fault that they took it upon themselves to like look over or whatever, get, what's the word? Shit. Just get, you know, just look over and see this chick over here. So that helps being certified. And then also when you're certified, you can get insurance. So yeah, I have personal insurance on me. If somebody tried to sue me or whatever for any reason, I have insurance, just like car insurance or
right.
insurance for your house or rentals. So same thing, I have insurance for me. If anything happened or went wrong, I'm covered.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you ready for a bunch of Atlanta-specific questions?
Yes.
Okay. This is the very exciting Atlanta podcast
yes,
quiz.
I love it.
Okay. All right. When is the last time you ate at the Waffle House?
5 years.
Okay. What if you were to go to the Waffle House, what is your go-to order?
All-Star.
All-Star is the most popular answer.
I can eat it all, too. I eat it all. I get the pecan waffle, steamed hash browns, and scrambled eggs with cheese.
I have been turning people on to the steamed hash browns.
They're so good. They're soft. Right. I like them soft.
Right. Because people don't know about it.
Right.
And they might find themselves in a situation where they're at Waffle House and there's nothing they can order.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's a healthier alternative.
That's what I'm saying.
Too. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite restaurant in Atlanta?
Yes. It is, oh my gosh, I have a couple. I live off of Virginia Highlands, so I'm a huge fan of all their restaurants that kind of go down Highland Ave, like Bar Taco, Barcelona, Beetle Cat. Beetle Cat's probably my favorite.
I've yet to be at Beetle Cat.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Big seafood lover, so if you're into seafood, got to check it out.
Okay. What's the best concert you've seen in Atlanta?
Oh my gosh, Outkast.
Yeah?
Yes.
Which venue?
Do you remember when they came here a couple years ago? They were supposed to only play one night, but then those tickets like sold out, and then they did a show Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I think. Anyway, it was outside at the Centennial Park.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That sounds
was the
really good.
Best show I've ever been to. Yeah.
That sounds
that
really great.
And at Music Midtown, Lenny Kravitz. He killed it. That was, I take it back. That was the most amazing concert I've been to. Lenny Kravitz. Outkast was the second.
Those sound like two great shows.
Yeah.
And I actually know who they are. A lot of people mention bands and I have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
Because I'm slightly older than my most concert going days.
Right.
And I don't know who they are. But those two I can relate
Man,
to.
Man, Lenny Kravitz killed it.
I saw Lenny Kravitz years and years ago.
Yeah.
In Boston and fucking
so
loved him.
Talented.
Yeah. Do you want to date Lenny Kravitz? You seem very in love with Lenny Kravitz.
I know. Am I blushing right
You're
now?
Blushing a little bit. Yes.
Yes. I would totally date him if that was
an option.
Yes. But I don't think it is. So.
Okay. Lenny Kravitz, if you're listening, Steph LeBeau currently slightly interested.
Yes. 100% interested.
100% interested. What's the best festival in Atlanta?
I like Music Midtown, honestly, and that's where I saw Lenny Kravitz perform.
Right.
And lately the venue's just been getting better and better, so I'm a big Music Midtown fan.
Any non-music festival that you're a fan of?
I'm sure there's something and I'm missing it. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Do you have a favorite LaCroix flavor?
Grapefruit.
Okay. That's a good one. Are sharks dinosaurs?
Ooh. that's deep. Were they around then?
Well, I think they've been around forever.
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
Them and turtles.
Are turtles dinosaurs?
I thought so.
Maybe I should ask that.
They look like dinosaurs.
Do you have any Atlanta-based questions I should ask? I'm trying to add more to the... Those are the first like five or six that jump out at me. And LaCroix one I just made up. Because it's neither here nor there with Atlanta.
Best hangout spot to pick up men because I'm single?
Get out. Dude.
Super single?
Steph.
I'm super single.
Steph.
Someone come take me on a date.
Steph. Can we get real for a moment?
Yes.
Can we get real for a moment?
Let's do it.
Okay. You are, I would describe as not horrible to look at.
Well, thank you, hair flip.
Right? Okay. I would think you probably get hit on a fair amount.
And that's where you're wrong. Very wrong. I don't even know the last time I've like been hit on.
I'm face palming. I'm head. My head is in my hands right now.
I know, it's weird. I don't understand it. Me and my girlfriends get together and we talk about this all the time. How there's so much women in Atlanta and the men can just have the pick of the litter. Any girl they want, they can come talk to. But I went to a bar. Super Rica. Me and a girlfriend, we were like, all right, let's go sit at the bar. There'll probably be some cuties we can talk to. No joke, I took a picture. I can prove it. There was not one man sitting at the bar on a Friday evening at 6 o'clock at Super Rica. Not one.
Do you try the apps?
I did, but no go.
Because?
I don't know. I never really saw anybody I was attracted on the apps, honestly.
Right.
Plus, I'm 5'10". I am a little insecure about dating a shorter guy, so I'm looking for this 6 foot up.
I'm not saying don't be picky, right? I'm not saying...
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I'm not saying lower your standards.
Yeah.
But my experience is that it's quite the opposite. Men will always go for someone out of their league because they think they look all right.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just no luck lately. I know.
Stephanie.
It's crazy.
Dude.
I'll go sit at bars. I'm a loner and I like to just go by myself and sit at a bar, have dinner, a glass of wine. Nobody's ever approached me even then. I don't know. Maybe I'm intimidating or scary looking. Maybe I have a booger in my nose or spinach in my teeth and nobody wants to approach me, but hasn't happened.
It's going to do it. Hope you enjoyed a little more. Hope you enjoyed a little bit about the